China joined Western powers for the first time today in deploring Myanmar's violent suppression of pro-democracy demonstrations. A UN statement urged the military junta that has ruled Myanmar for 45 years to free all political prisoners and detained protesters. The appeal comes amid reports that guards at detention centres in Myanmar beat and in some cases even killed protesters rounded up during the crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations. The UN also called on the country's military rulers to engage in genuine dialogue with opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Acting director of the Burma Campaign UK, Anna Roberts, welcomed the UN and China statements, but stressed that much more still needs to be done.
It's just a first step. What we need to see now, as I say, is that translated into action. We need to see a binding resolution on Burma, which will, you know, force the regime to the negotiating table for a transition to democracy. And we need to see a UN arms embargo against Burma. It's an absolute disgrace that, you know, the regime is still able to buy weapons that it is using to slaughter its own people. We've spoken about what action the UN Security Council should take, but it also individual governments can take action. At the moment, the European Union is discussing what measures it will take in response to the crackdown in Burma. While the protests were ongoing, the European Union warned the regime in Burma not to use violence and that if it did, there would be consequences. We've seen the brutal violence that the regime has used. Now it is imperative that the European Union acts on its threats and imposes tough economic sanctions on the regime, and it will announce on Monday what measures it will be taking.